Thank you. My name is Christian. I'm an alcoholic. Hopefully I don't trigger any of you guys. Sat in front of a judge before. It's an AA meeting. It's all right. We're safe, right? Like I said, I'm Christian. I'm an alcoholic. And I'd like to start out by saying that you guys saved my life. And I'm eternally grateful for that. I couldn't do it without us. You know, this is a we deal. And, you know, drinking and using is not necessarily my problem. It's my solution. And I'm sure you guys have heard that before, but that's the truth of the matter. I don't like the way I feel when I'm just dry. I like to do some stuff with it to get me out of myself. And that's my natural state. And if I'm not in that natural state, then I need to do this. Because if I don't do this, I'm going to end up dead. So I like the part in the book where it talks about the jumping off point, where we either go to the bitter end, death, or we accept spiritual help. And for me, I needed to, you know, that option, the spiritual help was there. But I was willing to die. I was willing to die rather than do the work. That's where I was at. And, you know, the irony, the seriousness of this is that, you know, like the guy that actually asked me to speak tonight is out and about doing his thing, you know. And that brings the reality right home to me that, you know, the guy that put me right here right tonight is out there dying. And so my life is really good today. I still have struggles. I think there's roadblocks for everybody in life. I have a solution today. And, you know, I started out, I probably could have used a drink at like 4 years old. That's when I first wanted to do something to make myself feel different. And I was very aware of that. And I always felt a little different. And that feeling never left. I started drinking and using when I was about 8 years old, and it never stopped until I was in my late 30s. And so I'm pretty good at partying. Well, I used up my party card, but I really liked to party. But the problem was that it turned into what I had to do it. It was no longer I could do this for recreation. I could do this for fun. It turned into I had to do it just to be okay, just to not be sick, just to get through the day. And, you know, if I could just drink on the weekends or once a month, I would do it every day. But it doesn't work like that, unfortunately. So I have a sponsor who has a sponsor. I've met his sponsor. He's a great guy. And I am taking a couple guys through the steps. And just recently, I've been struggling with just an issue, you know, that we all struggle with that's hard. And not feeling good and feeling like lonely and abandoned. And these feelings came up. And tonight, actually, I'm so glad I'm here. So my best thinking yesterday was to hop on a plane to Vegas and go hang out with some friends of mine who are sober, and they're having a great time. They're sending me all the pictures and videos from Vegas. But my best plan, because I was not happy this last few days, was to bail on you guys and this and go to Vegas. And I talked to my sponsor about it and a buddy of mine, and they go, "Who the fuck do you think you are, dude? Really? You think it's okay for you to just bail on a commitment? Like, what are you thinking?" You know? And then a guy last night, he took 36 years at this meeting, and I spoke on the second step last night, which was so perfect because you guys were there, and I needed to talk about how crazy I was and how crazy I was thinking. And this guy with 36 years told me, he said, "When you're at your wit's end, stop and let God's wisdom take over at that point." And that was like the most poignant thing I've heard that I needed to hear in a long time, and it came from a guy that that I didn't know, and the cool connection was that I guess he used to sponsor my sponsor years ago, and then as I talked to him, I told him my sponsor's name, and he said, "Oh yeah, yeah, I know the guy," and then he ended up calling my sponsor while I was on the phone with my sponsor, just to kind of like. So the serendipity of, like, the roads connecting, you know, and that let me know, like, I'm in the right place tonight, and I was in the right place last night. And I get that, you know, I wanted to run. I wanted, because that's the way I deal with stuff when it's painful. I just go, you know what, screw this, screw you, I'm out of here. And I'm really glad to be here today. You know, I'm blessed. I have a blessed life. How are we doing on time? I got 4 minutes? Okay. I'll explain a little bit about. So, they say it takes a whole village to raise an idiot. And I got a whole village around me. And we're all idiots, but not really. So, I've been taking these guys through this step work. And it's foreign to me. To want to spend my time with another guy reading through the book and lining him out. And I got two guys. One just finished his fourth and fifth step, and another guy is just started his fourth step today. And you know, it goes against my nature of wanting to be selfish and self-centered and self-seeking to sit down with another guy when I got problems. And what I noticed is that same serendipity that's been happening a lot in my life, you guys being here and you guys saving my life, is like, when I just do that, when I just do what I'm supposed to do, what's right in front of me, then everything else seems to work out perfect. And that's not how my mind thinks it should be. My mind thinks it should be, if I do it my way, then everything will work out perfect. But my way puts me in spaces where I'm suffering. So I'm really grateful. I have a... you know, I'm not going to say I have like this divine connection with God, higher power, spirit of the universe. But I'm just going to stick with the, when I'm my wit's in, I'm going to wait, stop, and wait for God's direction and wisdom. So I'm going to end it with that, and thank you very much for having me here. Thank you.